Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. For you readers of crime dramas, this episode is brought to you by the novel, A Noir Story. What happens when murder is the solution and the problem? Find out as a married woman's affair ignites a double crime thriller, involving her jealous husband, his ambitious but incompetent lawyer friend, a wannabe rapper, and a security guard moonlighting as a burglar. In a noir story, there are no heroes and there are no villains. There's only the last man standing. A Noir Story is now available on Amazon in paperback for $9.99. And the Kindle version is only 99 cents. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, HBO is casting for roles for the new Harry Potter series. So it looks like another franchise bites the dust. My prediction is that here's the new Harry Potter and Hermione Granger. Tom Holland's a great actor if he kisses her and Zendaya while keeping a straight face. If you think that's bad, then meet the new Ron Weasley. And yes, the wheelchair can fly, as it's magically pimped by his mother. Moving on is the difference between women sniffing out if a guy's on the spectrum versus if he's going to abuse them. 80 to 90% of a woman's attraction to a man is his looks, and the remainder is social status. Narcissism and abusive behavior are not their priority. It's because of this that many end up with cats and eventually want a nice guy to raise their biracial children with. Most women don't mind being abused so long as the abuser is a good-looking male. Number 3, this guy's wondering why there's a dog on his airplane. It's most likely some crazy cooch's emotional support animal. That dog has a look on his face that says, "Mind your business. I paid for my ticket." You know he didn't, and neither did the fatties that got 2 plane seats for the price of 1 on Southwest Airlines. But the real reason the dog is on the airplane is because they wouldn't let her bring a bear on board. Up next, speaking of pets, progressive women in Ohio are facing a horrible dilemma. Do they accept the Haitian immigrants, or do they fight against illegal immigration so that they don't get their cats eaten? The real choice is between voting for their progressive Democrat candidate or the life of Fluffy. Here's hoping they choose their pets and become cat ladies for Trump as a result. Unfortunately, I think that they'll still vote for Kamala, though. Number 5, the U.S. military recruitment ads are starting to use men again. Oh, really? Then what's this? Is this a trans woman that's supposed to be a man with a schlong? No sane white male is going to die for his country run by a bunch of commie bureaucrats that hate them. As for this ad, what it really means is that trans women are welcome because bullets don't discriminate. Moving on, with James Earl Jones passing away recently, who's next? I don't know, but we all know that Mark Hamill's mind has already passed away backing the leftoids. My money is on either Billy Dee Williams or 3PO. I hope that Harrison Ford lives till 104, but the actor that played the Emperor will probably outlive all of them. It doesn't matter though, because Star Wars is dead, and here's the latest Disney announcement for a new Star Wars film. Number 7, unlike Scott Pilgrim Saves the World, if you date this girl, you don't have to defeat her 7 evil exes. But you'll still have to defeat the 7 things men have done to her that altered her brain chemistry. My guess is that her brain chemistry issues are tied directly to having 7 men's seeds swimming inside of her. She'll never be able to bond with anyone again. That means the best case scenario is not to date her and just let her get some cats and go to therapy for life. Up next, here's the look on a woman's face when the woman is happy with her husband. It's not just feminists, but all women hate seeing others happy. Especially wives, because they hate seeing that smile on his face and work hard to put an end to that nonsense. Women in their relationships don't want to see men happy. But women outside their relationship don't want to see women being happy making men unhappy. It's all so messed up. Number 9, Matt Cochran says we're tired of suffrage because we discovered that women's primary political concern is ending their own unborn babies. And he says maybe we should end that failed experiment. But let's not forget that women's other primary concern is to subjugate males. I say keep suffrage while men use surrogates and technology to reproduce, and for sexual gratification too. Let women be free to suffer after being given exactly what they said they wanted. Moving on, the entitlement of women is amazing. This woman refuses to date a mechanic because he offered to change her oil instead of paying for her oil change. She says that she's a dealership girly. So open up your pockets, Pookie. But I'm really surprised that she's even willing to date a man with such a low-status job. Maybe that's why she thinks she can insult him like this and he'll take it. He can make $100,000 a year, but since it's a dirty job, women probably see him as subhuman. Number 11, mean Michael Smith. He used artificial intelligence to create a fake band. And then he used bots to inflate his streaming numbers and earn more than $10 million in royalties. This guy sounds like a genius-level scammer. He's been indicted in North Carolina for fraud, though. Maybe if he only scammed a couple $100,000 or did it slowly over time, he would have got away with it. Companies can screw you over, but you can't screw them over. Up next, Jennifer Lopez was seen holding hands with Matt Damon at the Toronto International Film Festival, less than 3 weeks after filing for divorce from Ben Affleck. Clearly, she's trying to turn his friends against him and make him feel jealous, because apparently she left him, but I think he left her first and she just happened to file the divorce papers before he did. I think J.Lo has been passed around more than Kamala Harris, though. Number 13, this guy sees some Karen's dog salivating and tells her, "I think he wants a steak." She says no, he doesn't want any meat because they're both vegans. Do you agree that forcing a dog to be a vegan is animal abuse? I do, and I suspect that woman probably sexually abuses him by offering her peanut butter on her wedding tackle. Karens like this also give almond milk to their newborns and then wonder why they're starving. Moving on, this woman put down that short men would be made illegal if she was president. She sees men that don't meet her stratospheric standards as being subhuman. How is this any different if someone says that black men should be made illegal? Well, if I was president, fat women would be made illegal, or ones with notch counts over 3. There, I fixed it. If you call out a woman like this, she'll just claim she was joking and try and gaslight you. Number 15, when women say they like many different types of guys, what they don't mean is different types of looking guys. The guys all have to be decent looking. What they should really be saying is they don't care about a man's hobbies and interests, so long as he's a good-looking male. If looks didn't matter to women, then why would they spend so much time elevating their looks to try and attain the best-looking men possible? Up next, Hollyweird says that Zendaya and Taylor Swift are the most beautiful women in the world, and that we must accept it. Yet here's some random woman from Whole Foods. But that girl is definitely not what I'll be seeing in my local Whole Foods, though. It's mostly land whales with purple hair and DEI hires. To me, this girl is more like the cash register girl at the local Dairy Queen or Metro grocery store. Number 17, remember back to the good old days in the 80s and early 90s, when illegal aliens who ate cats were just fiction. Another favorite show from around this time is called Dinosaurs. Also remember when Duck Hunt was just an NES game. That's a Canada Goose he's holding, but it's good enough. And if you're wondering where the laughing dog went, well, this guy already ate him. Moving on, Nikocado Avocado pulled the wool over everybody's eyes and lost hundreds of pounds in secret. He's a professional violin player and went to Juilliard on a fully paid scholarship. But he never would have made a living off of that, so he did mukbanging instead and cashed out. Next thing you know, in a year or two, he's going to come out looking totally jacked. He put his health on the line for $5 to $10 million, and it ended up paying off. Number 19, Ari Lennox reveals she tried dating a woman earlier this year, and she says it's hard dating women and that she doesn't understand them. But this is propaganda. Of course she understands how crazy they are. This comment is all about getting attention and confusing men to pretend that women are more complicated than they really are. Up next, this teacher admits to having sex with a student who bragged about getting back scratches from her. If a male teacher did the same thing, he would have been put in prison immediately. For a change, this one is pretty hot though. Many of us probably wish we could have gotten some action from teachers like this while we were younger. Here's the difference between teachers from two different generations. I definitely don't want to get my back scratched from the thing on the right. Number 21, here's the difference between the body types that men like and the body types that women like. In reality, it's not the body, it's the eggs. You remove those from the equation and there's no reason to bother with a woman. Also, for most women, there isn't enough money in that picture. For myself, when I meet women these days, I see them as nothing more than a mousetrap for my time and money. Moving on, Lindsay says that you can't be sexist to men because men hold all the patriarchal power in society. That we aren't the oppressed group. Of course, she's just gaslighting us because we really live in a matriarchy, and as men, we are oppressed by DEI and the family courts. We play life on difficult mode. The game is rigged against us, but if we stop playing it by no longer interacting with women, then we're the sexist ones. Number 23, women have a great time making fun of male virgins. But when you make fun of sluts, they get angry. Because women take generalizations about women personally. Plus, odds are that they're sluts and think that you know about their past or something. Only sluts get mad when you make fun of sluts. Women can't understand the idea of male virgins either, because they have never experienced a world where sex didn't come easily for them. They will once they get into their 50s and 60s, though. Up next, I just realized Star Trek Voyager is a story about a woman who drove a vehicle and got lost. And that's not all. Statistically, out of all the other captains, you were more likely to die under her command. Was she a bad captain? Definitely not. She was written by males to be competent, and as a Star Trek fan my entire life, she fit into the universe, and all the fans accepted her. But her getting lost is still pretty funny. Number 25 and the last one, the left claims that diversity is our strength. Meanwhile, the cats living in Springfield, Ohio say that diversity tried to eat me. Diversity will also lead to the downfall of the West, the same way it wrecked the Roman Empire. Also, apparently the beef between these two goes way back. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.